Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend David Gage back on the show. David's been a member of my Brain Trust for a long time now, a little over 7 years, in fact. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. His company is called BMC Associates, and it's a consulting firm based helping people with their mediation issues when they seem to be a little crossways with each other, but also working with partnerships, helping partners to get along and to thrive together. He's the author of the book The Partnership Charter. He's our good friend David Gage. Welcome back.
Great, thanks. It's good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, David. You know, over the years, David, I've seen so many partnerships. I know you have too, but boy, I think back on all the different groups that I've had partnerships, and when I think back on the ones that worked and the ones that didn't work, most of the ones that didn't work could have been that scenario could have been prevented. And some of these are people that I just knew. I was around them. Some of them were people that I worked with when I had my consulting. When I did something, you know, when I operated my business similar to the way you operate yours now, I was helping partnerships years ago. But whenever, regardless of whether I was deep into it or just on the peripheral, I can remember thinking, boy, that could have been prevented right there. What do you think?
Oh, I think so, and I think you've been talking this morning even about personality styles.
Right, Tom Anastasi and I were just talking about that.
Yes, and it's a fascinating subject, and people know about these things. You know, people have trouble with personalities, people have trouble with money, people have trouble with, how much they own and how much power they have. But all of these things, I think, are actually... They're workable if you really talk about them, and ideally talk about them up front.
But wait a minute, David. You and I've been we've been best friends since first grade. We love each other. You know, we started dating together. You know, I was with you when you broke your arm. You know, blah 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 blah. How could this not be perfect for a partnership?
And it's so fascinating how people can enjoy personal relationships. Deep personal relationships, and yet when they start working together, it suddenly feels like a very different ball game, and it truly is.
Money changes everything, doesn't it? For some reason, I hate to make it sound crass, but it kind of is, isn't it, David?
yes, it does. Unfortunately, I was actually just I was working with. A family a couple days ago that have it's actually a billion-dollar business.
Wow.
And I sat there with the brothers and the wives a couple days ago, and I said, it's very fascinating. I work with a lot of families and a lot of partners, and yours is, I really love this about yours. There is no greed, no sense of,
wow.
Oh my gosh, how much is he getting? And I said, that's very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So I can
usually greed raises its head, whether it's about a quarter million or a quarter, doesn't it?
Yes, almost definitely.
It doesn't. The number that where you put your decimal point doesn't matter if greed has a tendency to be there.
It really does, and people tend to go into partnerships with a lot of ideas in their head and a lot of hopes, and they have a lot of hopes that the other person is thinking the same way they are.
Right.
But so often the conversations get shortchanged.
Well, so how does it go from you and me, you know, being buddies all our lives and never having a disagreement and always getting along and almost knowing what the other one thinks before we think it, and go from that to then going into business together and it not working out. There's a disconnect there somewhere, David.
Well, there definitely is. And I think what happens, Jim, is that so many people think that, well, I know we're going into a new ball game here, but, you know, we've just done so well together. We'll figure it out. I had a fellow call me. He got referred to me this week, merging two companies. He had his own company, and there were two partners in the other company.
David, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you. We've got to take a quick break. I'm going to let you tell us that story.
I'll tell you that story.
That'll be a good cliffhanger for our break. And nobody's going to turn the page on this one. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with these messages. 20 till. David Gage is our guest. His name is spelled G-A-G-E, and his book is called The Partnership Charter. Stay with us.
Say what you see, fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.